This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. A longtime Boston Globe columnist, considered one of the country's foremost authorities on professional tennis, is being remembered today as a giant in sports journalism who was one of the first reporters to succeed in what we now call multi-platform journalism. Bud Collins died at his home in Brookline today at the age of 86. Not only was he known for newspaper writing, but also his tennis commentaries on television, his bow ties, his wild-colored pants, and his sense of humor. Here's Collins at the Australian Open in 2009.
We found out that the rain, R-E-I-G-N, from Spain has fallen on this concrete plain right here in Melbourne.
Only a game's Bill Littlefield was a friend of Bud Collins, and Bill joins us now to remember him. Bill, condolences to you.
Sorry. Thank you, Deb.
So how would you describe Bud Collins to those who didn't know?
We don't have enough time, first of all. But the things that you mentioned were, of course, trademarks for Bud. I think the other thing is that he was one of the kindest and most generous men that I've ever known, within sports or anywhere else. He was extremely encouraging to people who were just getting started. He was a fan of other writers, and he let them know that he was their fan. He was just a sweet man and a wonderful guy to have as a friend. And today, I'm remembering one particular time when my wife and I happened to be at Rome, in Rome, at the same time Bud and Anita were in Rome, and we sat together in the sun watching Serena Williams play tennis at the Foro Italico in Rome, and it was one of Bud's favorite places.
Oh, very nice, very nice. You know, he was, as we mentioned in the beginning, he was known not just for his columns, but also for his television commentaries. What was it about him that made him able to bridge those two journalism worlds that now, of course, we're all expected to bridge?
You're right, then. Of course. Well, I think one of the things is, although people will remember him for his wit and the funny nicknames that he gave to players and all the rest of that, what some people might call shtick, Bud was exceptionally well-informed. And he was very good at talking to athletes, not only tennis players, but he did some wonderful work earlier in his career talking to boxers and boxing promoters. But they trusted him. They liked him. They talked to him not only as a journalist, but as a friend. And he was absolutely wonderful in terms of the way he allowed them to present themselves. And he got that reputation. He had access that lots of people don't have in tennis. It's not a sport known for its access.
I read that someone had described him as being Google before there was Google when it came to the world of tennis.
Yeah, that's fair to say. I mean, he wrote a tennis encyclopedia, which was updated any number of times. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, he sat down and wrote it without referring to anything. He probably could have. He was really a walking encyclopedia of tennis.
And so what was it about the wild pants?
Everybody has to have a trademark, I guess. But I think he really liked them. He used to laugh at himself, which is a great attractive quality that some people have. And, of course, once he was known for those flamboyant and gaudy pants, they had to get ever more flamboyant and gaudy for him to be able to keep the thing going. And they did, and it was quite wonderful.
And so, aside from watching tennis in Rome, is there something else that really stands out in your mind about it?
Well, I've told this story before, but the very first time I met Bud in person, I had to do a magazine profile, and I called him and I said, "Can we have lunch together so I can do this profile?" And he said, "Well, yes, of course, we'll have lunch on the patio at Longwood." And it was the silliest thing that I ever agreed to do, because every 12 seconds, somebody that he knew well would come over to the table and want to talk to him. And I got nothing. At the end of the afternoon, I had nothing. I said, "Bud's the most popular man I've ever met." That was the entire profile.
Well, Bill Littlefield of WBUR's Only a Game, thanks for being with us to remember Bud Collins, who died today at the age of 86.
You're very welcome.